Hello, my Audio Boo friends. It's Slandy here for the 18th episode of Octaver. I'm coming to you from my humble basement studio. And, I was all set and geared up to do a full-blown production this morning. It is Tuesday morning, about 9:15, but I've got so much work ahead of me that I have to finish that I just cannot justify spending an hour or an hour and a half putting together a slick production. I just can't. So I just wanted to apologize for not having done so. It's been a few now that I just don't have the time. And like the gracious Paulo Manni had said way back at the beginning of Octaver, that he wanted me to join in even though he didn't care. You know, two tin cans and a string. He said, he didn't care as long as I contributed. And I always like to put those productions together because I enjoy it. I mean, I know my listeners do for the most part, but I enjoy it. I enjoy listening back to them and having a good laugh sometimes at some of the stuff I've come up with. I guess I'm patting myself on the back, but it's okay to do so from time to time. So today's episode and today's topic is singers, well, three musical acts. Hang on a second. I've got to clear my throat. Hang on. All right. Sorry about the pause there. Well, it was minuscule for you, but I can tell you that it took quite a doing to get rid of that. The ahums, they were brutal this morning. Probably another reason why I've been kind of reticent about doing this particular Octaver. Also because I really didn't know what to talk about. I mean, the topic today is three acts that you think should stop playing. I don't really have anybody in mind. The only person I have in mind whose voice has always grated on my nerves, and I know she's very popular throughout the planet, is Céline Dion, our very own Quebecois Céline Dion. I just can't stand her singing. I just don't like her vocal register. I don't like the way, to me, it sounds like screeching. It sounds to me like yelling. I don't know how to put it, but I remember way back when the Pope, no, I can't remember which Pope it was, John Paul, I guess, came to Montreal. She sang a beautiful little song for him. And I think it was called, the English translation would have been The White Dove. And it's very popular and sung by many elementary schools here in the Montreal area and in Quebec. And I think in France too, but I'm not 100% sure about that. And it was cute coming from, a then 10-year-old or something, or 12, I think she was. And what's a little bit creepy about it is the man who would then become her husband was already sort of not courting her, but was already sort of her quasi-agent. So that's a little bit creepy. But anyway, but that aside, I just don't like her. I mean, it was cute coming from a 12-year-old, and it was very sweet. And then as she got older and she started singing, but it's really not her style. I think some of her songs that are in lower registers aren't too bad. I kind of like them. But when she starts getting up into the upper registers and trying to do battle with people like Mariah Carey and other singers who belt it out, but at the same time have such a wonderful vocal range that their voices remain powerful and they're able to modulate their voice. I wish I had some examples, but again, it was going to take too long to get all the snippets from YouTube. So I'm sorry. I will try when I have a bit more time. I'll come back with a Treble Steph and do specifically on this subject. I'm going to make a note of it in my Treble Steph logs because I do want to give you examples. Right now I can't, but I'd love to. The idea being that some of these singers can hit these notes and stay in those registers, but they modulate them. Whereas her, I just find that she gets to a point in her range, and then she has to push it beyond that, And the minute she does that, she has to scream. She has to screech to get up into those upper registers to try to do battle. And so there's no fluid transition between the two. I don't know if you understand me. If you like her singing, you won't understand. Well, not, I shouldn't say that. Let me say that again. If you like her singing, if you like her voice, then you won't hear what I hear. And it's part of it is very much impression and perception. But I just find that I listen to her, and at one point, it just doesn't work for me. It's as simple as that. Are there others? Well, believe it or not, my beloved Rush, my rock group Rush, I went to their concert, and I just found Geddy Lee's singing just isn't there anymore. He's getting older. Their newer songs tend to be in lower registers, so he can hit the notes, you know, and sing and do okay. But if they try to sing some of their older stuff where he has to hit higher notes, I bought the CD, not Live in Rio. There was another one. Wow. Or was it lent to me? I think it was lent to me. Sorry, I didn't ever bought it. It was lent to me. And in that one, too, there's some parts in the singing. It's like, oh, no. And so I suppose, you know, if I had a career suggestion for Rush in the next 5 years, I would say do more instrumentals, guys. I love Geddy, love his bass playing, and I've loved his singing in the past, even though it's can be very irritating on some people's ears, especially my wife's. But I think their future might be in instrumentals or much lower register songs. That's it. That's it for the 18th episode of Octaver. I really don't have anything else to add. I feel bad because I keep bouncing between, you know, Rush and a few other singers or songwriters or whatever I may be listening to. My collection is a little bit, although it's diverse, it's still rather limited to a set of artists. And if anything, this Octaver, and I'm going to cover this in the 31st episode and 31st topic of Octaver. If anything, it's enabled me to listen to different types of music and appreciate different music and want to maybe go out and listen, especially now with the death of Lou Reed and some talk that's been bantied around about Velvet Underground. And I have a dear friend, MC Fontaine, who likes the Velvet Underground. So I'm going to give them a shot, you know, listen a little bit more to the Velvet Underground and that type of music, that kind of ilk. It's never been my thing, but, you know, hopefully it'll grow on me a little bit and just, you know, give myself some diversity in my music. Paul O'Mahony sent out a Twitter and talking about the Cork Jazz Festival and had recorded a bit of stuff from, I think, a couple of different hotels that he visited and venues. And, of course, listening to that jazz, just jazz is it for me. I just love jazz music. Whenever I hear it, my ears perk up. Don't usually listen to music with my eyes unless I'm going to a concert, I suppose. But my ears perk up and I just love it. So it's, I don't know why it's in my blood. You know, whenever I hear jazz, no matter what kind of jazz, it just gets me going. So, and in fact, that's what I'm going to be doing today. I've got some work to do. So I will get to that and bid you a farewell, a wonderful day. And I hope to come back with a more elaborate Octaver at some point, but for now, that will have to do. Thanks for listening, and take care.